Welcome to the Morning Dose, everything you need to know before the market opens. It's Friday, May 30th, 2025. We're looking at a bit of a muted start this morning, wouldn't you say?
Definitely. Futures on the S&P 500 are trading just about 8 points above fair value, but that still points to a modestly lower open. And tariffs, they're absolutely front and center again.
I saw that. The Wall Street Journal reported the administration is prepping stopgap tariffs. Maybe up to 15% for 150 days. Seems the president isn't giving up on that agenda item easily.
Not at all. It's a reminder that geopolitical headlines and trade policy can really steer the ship, or at least try to. This uncertainty is probably why we're seeing a bit of caution. The VXX, the volatility index, has been showing some spikes too, hinting at heightened market fear.
Good point. So what rattled the cages overnight internationally?
Well, Asian markets mostly ended lower. Japan's Nikkei and Hong Kong's Hang Seng both down about 1.2%. Shanghai Composite off by 0.5%. Europe, on the other hand, is looking a bit brighter this morning. DAX and FTSE are both up around 0.5% or more.
Any specific data from overseas that caught your eye?
Japan had a heavy batch. Tokyo Core CPI came in hotter than expected at 3.6%, and their April retail sales were also above consensus at 3.3%. But then you hop over to Germany, and their April retail sales missed estimates, down 1.1%. So a bit of a mixed bag globally.
Interesting. And here in the U.S., a big morning for economic data, right?
Absolutely critical. We've got the personal income and outlays report for April due at 8:30 a.m. Eastern. That includes the PCE price index, the Fed's preferred inflation gauge. Everyone will be dissecting that for clues on rate expectations.
And that's not all, is it?
Nope. After that, at 9:45 a.m., we get the Chicago PMI for May. And then at 10 a.m., the final University of Michigan consumer sentiment for May. So a flurry of data points to digest right out of the gate.
Okay, let's switch gears to earnings. It's been a busy period. What are the standouts?
Costco, ticker COST, BQ3 EPS expectations. That's always a good bellwether for consumer health. Dell, D-E-L-L, is an interesting one. They missed Q1 EPS, but then issued above consensus guidance for Q2 and even above consensus EPS guidance for fiscal 26.
So a bit of a jam tomorrow story for Dell then? Current quarter a bit soft, but promising better things?
Precisely. The market seems to be looking past the Q1 miss for now as the stock is gapping up slightly. But it does show current execution might have had a few hiccups. On the flip side, American Eagle, AEO, missed Q1 EPS and issued below consensus revenue guidance for Q2. That stock is feeling the pain pre-market.
And Gap, GAP? They beat Q1 expectations, but the stock is plummeting.
Yeah. GAP is down significantly, over 16% pre-market. They beat on Q1 and reaffirmed full-year guidance, so traders are clearly finding something in the details. Or perhaps it's broader retail sector concerns weighing it down, despite the beat.
What about Zscaler, ZS? I saw they reported.
ZS, Zscaler, beat Q3 expectations, which is good, but they issued mixed guidance for Q4. They also named a new CFO. The stock is actually gapping up over 3%, so the street is focusing on that beat.
And Ulta Beauty, ULTA, seemed like a shining star.
Oh, absolutely. Ulta beat by a wide margin, raised its full-year EPS guidance, and the stock is up nearly 8% pre-market. A really strong report there.
Okay, let's talk about those top movers. Who else is lighting up the boards or falling off them?
Gapping up, we've got Summit Therapeutics, SMMT, rocketing over 13%. Shoe Carnival, SCVL, is up over 11% after their earnings. UiPath, PATH, is also strong, up over 10%. We mentioned Ulta and Zscaler already. Ambarella, AMBA, and Dell are also in the green.
And the biggest decliners, apart from Gap?
Elastic, ESTC, is down about 10.5%. Newsmax, NMAX, is off almost 8%. We talked about American Eagle, AEO, down over 7%. Rigetti Computing, RGTI, is down nearly 7% after announcing a $350 million open market sale agreement. PagerDuty, PD, and NetApp, NTAP, are also seeing some selling pressure.
So with all this swirling around, tariffs, data, earnings, what are traders looking at for the open? Any quick trade ideas or sectors to watch?
Well, the overall market sentiment, as reflected in the SPY and QQQ movements, is cautious. We're seeing consolidation after recent spikes, and volume increased on price dips, which can suggest some distribution. For SPY, keep an eye on support around 585 and resistance near 590.50. For QQQ, support is around 516, with resistance at 520.50.
And that VXX jump you mentioned earlier?
Yes, VX rising sharply indicates heightened market fear. It could certainly put downward pressure on SPY and QQQ if that persists. Sector-wise, it's a mixed bag. Communications, XLC, is showing some relative strength, but energy, XLE, and financials, XLF, are seeing some downward pressure. This could suggest a rotation into more defensive sectors like healthcare, XLV, or consumer staples, XLP, as investors seek safety.
But didn't we also hear about tech strength and AI optimism, especially after NVIDIA's recent numbers?
We did, and that theme is still in play. Swing traders might want to focus on that tech strength and AI-related momentum. However, they absolutely need to respect the tariff-related uncertainty and keep stops near key support levels. Watch for volume confirmation on any breakouts, especially in tech and healthcare. The WaveRider AI analysis also flagged IMCR for a potential continuation play and SNPS for anticipation.
Got it. Any other quick news bites before we wrap?
A few things. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent is meeting with his Japanese counterparts on trade today, but the word is that China talks are a bit stalled. Intel and SoftBank are reportedly working on a plan to cut AI memory power consumption by 50%. That's a significant tech development. And, of course, President Trump is apparently having a press conference with Elon Musk today. That's bound to make some waves.
Always something with Tesla and Musk. Okay, this has been a packed morning. Final thoughts as we head into the open?
It's definitely a trader's market today. That personal income and outlays report at 8:30 a.m. Eastern is huge and could really set the immediate tone. Tariffs remain that persistent cloud. Watch those key SPY and QQQ levels very closely. Individual earnings are driving some nice single stock moves, but the macro picture, especially inflation and trade, is really in the driver's seat for overall sentiment. Stay nimble out there.
Excellent advice. So, traders, keep your eyes peeled on that economic data, the tariff talk, and those crucial market levels. Thanks for the sharp insights. And to our listeners, that's your morning dose. Have a fantastic trading day, and we'll catch you next time.